You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
This week you outlined a plan to boost health workers amid pressure on New Zealand's health sector. What are some of the changes you are making to ease burdens the sector is facing?
The sort of things I outlined were sort of short-term and long-term. So the short-term things are, we know that there are, for example, former nurses in New Zealand, some of whom want to go back to work, so we've provided the way for them to get back into work by covering some of the costs that they would have to incur to get re-registration. Likewise, getting health workers from overseas is very important. We've changed our immigration rules for health to make it easy for health workers to cross the border. Because we need a lot of them very quickly, we're setting up a dedicated immigration desk within Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand to manage all of that. In addition to that, we know that a lot of medical graduates, both here and overseas, struggle to get the supervision time that they need to get their final qualification and registration to be a GP or a medical specialist in hospital. So with the help of the Medical Council, we're looking at different ways for those medical graduates to get their supervision so that they can get their professional qualification and get practicing. Then there's the longer term stuff, which is recruiting. We've got record numbers of students in our nursing schools at the moment, which is good, but we've got to also think about the longer term future. And you know, young people at the moment particularly making up their mind about the sorts of things they want to do, and so finding ways to get the young people, as they and their parents think about their futures, you know, to think about a career in the health workforce.
Is extra funding being used for this, or does the existing budget cover this boost plan?
It's being funded out of Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand's existing budget. These initiatives that I talked about will cost about $14.5 million. I have to say there are other initiatives that are also under development, so there's more to come in this respect. But these were ones that you know, work started on these a wee while ago, and they've sort of come to fruition. And because there's urgency to get a lot of the gaps we've got in the health workforce at the moment filled, it was important to just get some visibility on the stuff that is happening now, so that people can be assured that everything that you know can be done is being done.
You've put nurses on the tier two list for immigration, which means they have to work in the country for 2 years before getting residency. Why has the government fallen short of putting nursing on the tier one list?
Yeah, the tier one and tier two is less relevant than the fact that we have a green list, which is the quickest way to both get here and get residency. So what the data showed is that across the health workforce, for nurses, a high proportion of nurses who, once they get residency, stop nursing. We need to know that if we're recruiting nurses from overseas, that we're going to get them working for a period of time. You know, that said, it's easier now for them to get a work visa and a pathway to residency. Once they get here, they're pretty much guaranteed residency at the end of that 2 years, providing, you know, they don't commit a crime or do anything sort of that sort of nature. So, and I think what's interesting is when you look at the numbers, we now have 7,000 people who are registered or who have registered an expression of interest in coming to work as a health worker in New Zealand. 3,200 of them are nurses. And so look, we've got plenty to go on in terms of a recruitment pool, and those numbers are climbing every week. So I'm not convinced that the 2 year work to residency for nurses, as it is for some other health workers, is a barrier.
How come this boost plan wasn't decided on earlier in the winter season? Has it taken a few months to plan out, or why is it sort of announced at this time?
Well, some of these initiatives have been worked on for a while. So, for example, the former nurses living in New Zealand are returning to work. I mean, we started that pilot at the beginning of this year. We committed to 200 former nurses coming back to work. We will fill that quota this year. We know that each time we've gone out there to get to recruit people into that program, it's been oversubscribed. So there's a lot more demand there. This year, the pilot very much focused on nurses returning to full-time work. What we're finding is actually most former nurses want part-time work. They usually leave nursing to start a family or do other things. And then if they want to come back into nursing, it's usually to commit to part-time work. So next year the scheme will be uncapped and we will have an equal focus on part-time as well as full-time work. So that's been going for some time. Likewise, the work on supervision, professional supervision of medical graduates to become GPs. I mean, that was started some months ago. So these things have all sort of come to fruition now. I think given, you know, it's been such a tough winter for our health workforce and, you know, people have been very public and just saying how tough it has been, it was important to get some visibility on the things that A, have been happening and the things that are going to happen so people get some assurance that that A, they are being listened to and B, that action is being taken. So that was the importance of it.
This week you also announced that you were going to use the show Shortland Street to promote nursing as a career. Was this your personal idea?
I regret to say that it wasn't, actually. No, it came from the... this all started with when I was meeting with the nurses' organisation last year on their range of issues. One of the things they said in that conversation was that they, you know, they were very keen to get a more kind of modern, contemporary approach to recruiting younger people into the health professions, particularly nursing. And they'd already started some work on it, but they kind of got as far as they could go. They didn't really have the means to take it further. And really they were sounding us out, or through, you know, through me, sounding the government out on, would we kind of work with them, pick up some of the material they'd developed, and look at a way of just exposing to, particularly to young people, what nursing is actually about. I was very keen on the idea, that part of the idea. I said, yeah, let's do that. They had a creative agency involved. We said that we would pick that up. I mean, we got the Ministry of Health to sort of engage with them. Everybody thought it was a good idea. So it was a bit of a joint venture between the Ministry of Health and the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. Anyway, that idea came from within, from them. And when it was put to me, I thought it was a good idea. This is about, you know, getting the idea that, you know, there are good careers in health, particularly nursing, to young people at a time when they are making up their minds about what they might want to do. Knowing that Shortland Street is very, very popular, particularly in that age demographic. I mean, that's what all the survey results show. And Shortland Street showed a willingness to want to engage in this and kind of weave some of this stuff into their storyline. So it's a way, you know, this is the way that you communicate ideas, put it into a context that reaches people who you want to reach at a time or an age in their, you know, their lives where they are thinking about, you know, their futures. So that's what that's all about.
Will other social media platforms be used, such as maybe TikTok or Instagram, things like that?
Yes, there will be other social media platforms used. I'm not quite sure about TikTok. It's got a bit of controversy these days, but definitely, you know, the broader social media area will be a feature of the campaign and just exposing, you know, what health careers look like.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.